This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us. I do appreciate the time that you're engaged, you're involved. Seriously, I know there's so much going on out there. I know there's so many other programs, shows that you could be involved with, and I appreciate you tuning into this one more than you know. You know, we've got more and more people coming at your conservatives. I wasn't going to talk about this, but you know, seriously, we're seeing friends of ours that are in a conservative world that are going down. And when I say that, I mean they're having more and more trouble trying to get their message across, okay? And it's tough to get your message across when you've got, I try not to be shut down by half a dozen other social media places, but it's hard to get your message across when you can easily, certain keywords can easily shut you out. We have many friends, and so some that you guys know of, some of you that you've been tracking along with us, people on Facebook that help get our message out, they can't get it out anymore. You know, and seriously, the reason they can't do it, the reason they're having trouble with it, is simply because they have a hardcore conservative stance on things. That's really what it boils down to. That's the only reason that they can't get the message out. Now, if you have look at the difference between Samantha Bee and Roseanne, and not that what Roseanne said was okay and good. So let's not go down that road. Don't play that game with me because you'll lose. But the thing with Samantha Bee, the reason that's such a big deal. It's simply, mostly, because the left stands behind her. The left is with her. Now, can you imagine? Can you imagine, seriously, if somebody on the right, I don't know, you know, take somebody who would be maybe less in your face, right? It wouldn't be me. But get somebody less in your face and have kind of a mediocre conversation about politics, about, you know, conservative issues or pseudo conservatives. I'm trying to paint this in a picture in such a fashion where, I don't even know what to do with this. I'm trying to paint this in a fashion to show you how stupid this is, right? We're not going to win on the mainstream social networks because we won't fight enough. We won't take the time to get off of those networks. How much you want to bet? So until we decide to really fight, I was thinking about Google today, and yeah, I might as well name them, right? Google. Google, YouTube, and all of those. What do you think about that? You know, until we decide to really take a stand on these things, we lose. Until we decide to give up and get away from your friends on Facebook and get away from your friends on Google, we're going to lose. You know, I mean, I don't want to call it boycotting because, you know, really not it. There are other video, you know, I'm tired of telling people where to go and what to do. You know, there are other social media outlets. There are other video outlets. As some of you know, we just switched to Vimeo because it's less political. They don't block our stuff. It's already starting to get picked up more and more and more. Because I'm tired of the arguments. I'm tired of the fights. And again, you guys, God bless you. I get it. But you got to be in there willing to swing. You got to be in there willing to fight. And I'm not saying you fight every stupid thing that comes down the pike, that you push back on everybody and everything that they do. That's not what I mean by it all. And some of you know me know that's exactly not what I mean by it. But how do you keep adding friends when you can't get a fair shake? We still have, look, and they may take us off. I don't really care at this point. But it's not gotten any better under Facebook. Matter of fact, in some cases, it's gotten worse for people. And YouTube is almost a joke. You were, for all intents and purposes, we're done with them too. Because you can't get the message across there. Unless it's a left... Look at... You saw... Was it Google? That's what it. You saw what they've done just in the last week alone with the two or three things they did with the California Republican Party, a Republican senator or a Republican candidate for Congress that was labeled incorrectly as a bigot. Oh, they apologized. But how does that fix anything? Right, I wonder where they're at with a congressional candidate in Virginia who admitted he was a pedophile. You think they have pedophile all over his picture on Google? He's 37-year-old, an accountant from Charlottesville. He's running for Congress. They know him. The people around him know him. Google doesn't seem to know him. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Todd Del Vaccaro will join me about the congressional races going on across the country right after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You got to be, you know what, it's sort of where you really get to know what's going on. You got to really you get involved in the conversation. You start talking to other people about what's happening, and you get a different perspective on stuff. Doesn't mean it's right. Doesn't even mean they're right. Just gives you a whole different viewpoint on everything. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, some of you are pretty stubborn like me, but there's still nothing wrong with you getting some insight. That's always a lot of fun. Some insight as to what's happening out there from people who are actually in it. They're in it on a daily basis. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Go up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there as well. And I do mean it. You got to get engaged and get involved. I can't tell you how many phone calls I get on a daily basis where I have people that are sure they know what's going on. They're sure they know who to vote for. And when you get them on the phone, they don't even know what that person's done. All they know is that the party has suggested, and therefore they're going to vote for that person. Now, I have very little knowledge in this area, so I bring on people that actually have a clue. So I've asked Tom DelVaccaro to join me, as I do from time to time, to kind of keep us up on what's going on, truly what's going on in the political world. You know, he's an author, a lawyer. You served as chair, and I don't know how to put this in a positive way, but you served as chairman of the California Republican Party at one point in time. So, Tom, thanks for joining me tonight. I do appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. Great to hear your voice again. How have you been?
Good, good. You went to the motherland a little while ago. Well, I called.
I'm sorry, I missed.
I said you.
That again?
You went to the motherland a little while ago.
Oh, I did. Yes, I got back from Italy. First vacation in years and years, and it was great. Can't wait to go back.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. Looked like you were having a good time. Great weather too while you were there, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah, it was.
Well, now you're back in reality, right? I mean, seriously, you're back here fighting the fight with the rest of us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the Republicans in this state have a good dynamic going on. You know, the winds of change aren't as described. The early voting does not demonstrate a massive blue wave. Democrats aren't as heartened as they used to be. The reality is the economy is doing so well. Internationally, things are getting better. And so it's a good time to be a Republican candidate, in a sense, in California compared to some other years.
You know, Tom, I want to just take a little sidestep here because you just got back from Italy, and I know that what I've been reading about the Italian, quote-unquote, new nationalism that's come up. Did you feel that? Because you were there just before the election, right?
Yes. Sure. You know, there's no question that there's a silent majority in a lot of European states that are disturbed at the amount of immigration. And look at that was part of Brexit. Brexit was that the former prime minister promised to put an end to it. They have no control of it because of the EU, and they had their second largest immigration year ever, on top of an economy that has grown less than 2% for 20 years, and it was a breaking point. That's the explanation of Brexit. In Italy, there's no question that the even in a place like Florence, where in the famed weather mart, the local owners have a sense that they're being pushed out by people from undercutting them, migrants from other places, or if you're there in Italian and don't know the word very well, but they say migrant, and they're frustrated by it. And uncontrolled immigration mixed with a stagnant economy, and Italy's economy is stagnant, is always a recipe for political division and backlash, and that's happening in Italy as well.
Right, so now we can come back here because you're seeing it more and more, and I think part of what you're saying about California, where you're talking about how California now is, there's a little bit of a movement. Republicans do have a little momentum. I mean, I'd like to see us come together more on candidates and strategy, but I think what's happened is what you said earlier is Californians are starting to get fed up. They're starting to see things turn around at a federal level, but nothing from a state level. We're still suffering here from a tax standpoint and a quality of life standpoint, if you would, aren't we?
We are, and the party, the Republican Party, of course, believes in the freedom to run for office and doesn't regulate or pick winners. The Democrats used to be much more disciplined in this regard. You had to pass union muster to get to muster to get to the next level. But this year, we're seeing that's not at all the case. If you look at the races down south, they are in jeopardy of being locked out of one or two races. You look statewide. how many people? Six people running for governor. Seven major Democrats running for governor. And so they're a little bit disorganized as well. This tends to happen also in divided areas because there's no real consensus. Even the parties get divided. You know, keep in mind that Lincoln got elected because the Northern Democrats separated from the Southern Democrats. In California, the Northern Democrats are quite different than the Southern Democrats, and the Southern Democrats are frustrated at this point and would like to see Villaraigosa do better, but he's run an absolutely terrible campaign.
Speaking of divided, you called a lot of this stuff out in your book called The Divided Era, right? I mean, when you talk about what's going on in the parties and what have you.
I've been talking about this for a decade. This is a function of our spoil system. I mean, the reality is there's so much fighting in politics, this is a lot of money to fight over. And that reaches down into the parties as well. The Republicans in this state are divided in also because they're, you know, they have bad mojo. They're not winning races. The Democrats are beginning the fight because they're moving so far left and there's so many spoils for them to hand out that it's turning into a free-for-all for them as well.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about more of that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Tom DiBalcaro will still be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, just being part of the conversation. I want to get back with Tom Del Beccaro. He's my guest tonight. You know, he's an author and a speaker, a Forbes contributor. He was chairman of the California Republican Party. I jokingly say when it wasn't popular to be the chairman of the California Republican Party. We have a long way to go. We've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. He's also the author of The Divided Era, his book called The Divided Era. And, Tom, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Of course. Always a pleasure.
So, you know, this blue wave that was supposed to happen across the country, you look at the numbers, how much they've changed. Now, some people, they were 14 to 16 points ahead of us in a general, general ballot election, the Dems were, back in, I think it was November, October, November, December. They are now down, when you look at some of the polls, they're down by 1 and 2 points. And what people don't realize is, you know, that's a 16, 17 point swing. And we're not even there yet. Right?
It's huge. So the total context of things is to remember that in the television era, since Eisenhower was elected, the party in power has lost seats in the first midterm every single time but one. George Bush, 43, gained seats. And that had a lot to do with the economy was improving, and after 9/11 there was a sense of unity. Okay? Now, every other time they lost seats. In 2010, this is Obama's first midterm, I actually predicted he'd lose 68 feet, which was the highest prediction and the only prediction I saw over 40 feet. And he lost 63. Now, at the time, the right track, wrong track on that election was upside down about 32 points, meaning 32% more people thought, or the amount of who thought we were on the wrong track outpaced the right track by 32%. Right now, that number's down to 14.9. And as you pointed out, things are actually on the rise. The economic numbers from last week were really good. Among them was the fact that the National Federation of Independent Business said since they kept records, which includes, they started in 1986, the year of the second Reagan tax bill, this year is the highest ever showing they've had for businesses that were going to raise wages. It was around 36%, I believe. That's a staggering number.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is that not only do they have cash, but they are giving that in wages, which means that workers will have more money and be able to goose the economy even more. So we're not anywhere near the top of the economic growth curve. And therefore, we're going to be that way for another 5 or 6 years. At least another 5 or 6 months. Well, that takes you right into the election. And so if the economy stays where it is, and I have no reason to believe it will unless there's a serious terror strike, and I hate to say that out loud, then what you're going to find, and if Trump can take North Korea off the table, the odds of the Democrats taking the House drop dramatically.
I agree with, I can't argue with anything you said. Look, what I loved was, I was on CNN.
You're from Boston, so you should just argue anyway.
You're right. But I'm an Italian from Boston. It makes it even worse. So I'm on CNN a couple of weeks ago, and they were gloating over the fact that the summit was off and this, all this stuff, and there goes his Peace Prize and what have you. And I said, you guys are amazing. It's like piranha. Somebody threw a fresh piece of meat in there, and you're not looking at the bigger picture. We don't know what he's going to do. My crystal ball doesn't work. And here you have the saber rattler up there in North Korea, and he's looking for attention again. And China's, got some influence on him. Give it time. This has got to play out. So,
yeah,
that's
going to take a long time.
Right.
To actually bring them into the community of productive nations will take years. Trump did something unprecedented, which is he took their diplomatic slap and said, okay, I'm not putting up with any of that. Which, all the smart people said, oh, you should never do that. Well, who were the smart people? The people who over the last 20 years haven't made any progress. So at the end of the day, Trump did something unprecedented, but they came back to the table. And in foreign policy, all's well that ends well, usually. And this may well end well. And then what are the Democrats going to have to argue about?
Wait a minute. You're applying logic to a situation where they're not going to apply logic. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She's putting down the economy. She's putting down the tax.
She's raising MS-13. Yes, all of that is true. But the problem becomes that in order for them to get attention, they have to get even farther more. What word do you want to use? Acerbic, out to lunch. And again, what matters in elections, as usual, is how that middle 20% of the country thinks things are going.
Yeah.
And the economy is going well for them. 67% of Americans in a Gallup poll, I believe, said that it was a good time to get a good job. So the Democrats don't really have anything to sell. And if the foreign policy goes well for the rest of the year, they're really going to have a tough sell during the election cycle. And I think their chances of taking the House drop by the day. And this is super important because we all know if they do take the House, 100% they will attempt to impeach Trump.
Oh, sure. That's their agenda item. It's the only thing that they have. You know, and everything is bad. Life is bad. This whole attitude that the, you know, just listen to them, they'll tell you. But here's the thing. When you talk about the left again, it's they're moving further left. They're moving closer to a socialist type of attitude, and they think it's the right thing to do. They lost on that last time, didn't they? Or am I on drugs here?
No, they didn't. And well, no, you're not. Yes, they did. And they are going to continue to move farther left to try and get attention. The truth of the matter is the far left of the Democrat Party has a greater stranglehold on the party than the far right of the Republican Party, by far. The far left nominates every candidate for the Democrats of late, not on the Republican side. And again, to get attention in the Democrat Party is to go even farther left. And so you can expect worse things to come.
Wow. Yeah, it is amazing to me. They have I was starting to do the story about the Virginia congressman, or the guy running for Congress in Virginia that is a open or admits to being a pedophile. And nobody thought to say, maybe we shouldn't elect him or allow him to run. You know, he's 37 years old, he's from Virginia, but this isn't something like somebody's made up about him. And I'm thinking, you know, at one point in time, his party would have sat around, somebody would have come out and said, hey, no, you're not running under our party. We're not going to, you know, we don't embrace people like you. All of a sudden, this seems to be okay. And not just this, all kinds of things.
Well, there wasn't. I don't think they actually are supportive of him, but they didn't exactly condemn him.
Well, that's
troubling measure.
But Tom, that's what I'm saying. Look, you look at the stuff going on with Samantha Bee, right? They didn't even come out against her. They've actually even come out and said, no, we're supporting her. You know what she did? She's a comedian. It's okay. What Roseanne did was terrible. Don't get me wrong. But my God, they won't even come against their own.
She's a comedian too.
What's that?
She's a comedian too.
Well,
Roseanne is a comedian too.
All right.
I don't buy what she did, but you can't have the comedian defense.
Yeah, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Tom DelVaccaro will still be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
That guy, Baldy Blitz. There you go.
There you go, I love that song.
Back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Okay, you know, some of you make fun of my 70s music. There's 3,000 other shows you can listen to, you know what I'm saying? All right, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him back in. Tom Del Beccaro joins me, as he does from time to time when he's not gallivanting across the universe, having fun. And, you know, I kind of envy you a little bit because, you know, you went to Italy. We're going to go there someday when I get around to it. But Tom was the chairman of the California Republican Party, a contributor to Forbes, also his book, The Divide. You got to grab a copy of the book, The Divided Era. Now, I know you're going to come up with a new one here any day now, right?
I wouldn't say that, but that book definitely applies.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we've talked about it before, how, you know, some of the issues, some of the things you talk about in the book are really happening, coming to fruition today, but you got to do a follow-up. I mean, you, all that time in Italy, you could have hung around by the beach and got your notepad out and Probably put a whole book
wow.
together.
I'm working on two new books, so that'll make you happy.
Okay, that'll make me very happy. Anyhow, but I got to tell you, watching what's happening in California, you know, I've been working at it here for a long time. You have too, and it's kind of like we just can't seem to mesh and pull it together. And I'm watching what's happening across the country. Look, as you said earlier, unemployment rate is, for all intents and purposes right now, it's at zero. You know, you've got the lowest unemployment rate for the Hispanic, Black, young Black community. I go through the whole list that you've had in decades. And I don't know if you heard it, but somebody actually came out and tried to give Obama credit for this, that he set the foundation for all this to be able to happen. I'm thinking, wow, how much coke do you have to smoke for that to actually make sense? I'm serious.
Boy, and remember, most of the time, voters vote their pocketbook. Times of war, scandal might upset that a bit. But voters are in tune to that, especially those in the middle. And things have calmed down. In the United States, look, we don't have the race problems. The targeting of police has gone down.
Oh, yeah.
Abroad, ISIS has been brought to the brink. North Korea has gone from a troubled spot to a hopeful spot. All of these things are happening. And despite what CNN is screaming about or MSNBC, voters can actually see that. At least a sufficient number to where the right track, wrong track has changed dramatically. And so there's a good possibility. I think it's more likely than not now that Republicans are going to hold on to the House and pick up a few Senate seats.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there. As people are worried about the amount of resignations that are going on in the Republican Party, which, it's kind of weird to me, too. I heard one Republican say, look, you know, when you've been a chairman for X amount of years on a subcommittee, then all of a sudden you're just a member. I'm thinking, just a member, really? I mean, this is, you're talking about the Congress of the United States. When you're just a member, it's kind of hard to hang out. So I don't think that's the real reason, though. I got to tell you, Tom, I still believe that there's a lot of our Republican comrades there in D.C. that are not behind this president, that are embarrassed by this president, and really don't want to be there to support him should he get a second term. What do you think?
Well, I think if the economy is doing that well and he cheers what ails us in North Korea, you know, and actually he's more temper. He's got a better temperament now than he did a year ago, so maybe he'll grow into the job.
I don't want his temperament to change until he fires a few people, but that's a story for another show. You know, Pardongate, right? You know, what they're going to call it when we get down to it. But here's the deal. The man simply said, or what they're simply saying is, yeah, he has the right to pardon himself. Nobody, I think, said that that's an option on the table, and we're looking at this, and we'll go talk to Mueller, and if everything goes sideways, he'll just pardon himself, and that'll be the end of it. It's like, really? Seriously? God.
Look, again, this is an interesting ploy, but we're in a congressional year, and it turns out that the voters are turned off by all of the Democrats pushing on Russia. And so keeping Russia in the news actually helps Republicans in the whole made-up Russiagate actually helps Republicans in these races.
Yep.
And so maybe this wasn't the best way to keep it going, but I think it has its effect.
Look, I've been telling people, friends of ours, do not dissuade the locals from running with this stuff because there are so many mainstream sane Americans out there on both sides of the aisle that are looking at this and doing exactly what you just said. They're tired of seeing it. They're tired of hearing about it. It's like, let's move on. Yeah, it's terrible. I got more money in my wallet. I have more money in my pocket. I can put more food on my table. Yeah, I'm miserable, you know. Let them run with it because it's only hurting them in the long run. And you being part of the legal world, you know, there's some discussion around the special prosecution not really being constitutional. And I think some of that is coming from discussion that his power is almost unchecked. I mean, yeah, the president could fire him. But look what that ends up looking like. And look at where Mueller's going right now. He is, he's really got nothing. After all this time, he's got nothing but a few indictments on people lying to him at some Russian companies that don't exist anymore.
Yeah, or never did at the time.
Never did. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Look, there are serious constitutional issues, appointment issues. There's an argument that Rod Rosenstein... not an argument in my view. It's true that Rod Rosenstein's, in order to start a special investigation, you have to point to a specific crime. That wasn't done. And the president, rather than speak to Mueller, should file a motion under the Fourth Amendment saying that there's no probable cause based on the deficiency in the appointment. Also, Rosenstein has gone ahead and appointed people in positions which arguably only the president should be allowed to do under Article 2. If that's true, that also is a constitutional argument. And everything that flows from either one of those, every piece of information brought up, every action taken, amounts to a Fourth Amendment or an Article 2 problem, and that could result in everything being thrown out. And I hope Paul Manafort has the wherewithal, and I mean financial, to press this issue and get this stuff overturned. Mueller has a horrible record on appeal. He did a terrible job in Boston that you know about with Whitey Bulger. He did a terrible job on the anthrax case. He is not impressive, and no one should be afraid of him. But they need a lot of money. Because, and by the way, Mueller today, I posted on Facebook, what a joke this is. The headline is, Mueller's office accused Manafort of attempted witness tampering. Meanwhile, my headline is, Mueller abuses defendants and pushes them to the brink of bankruptcy and abuses witnesses and everything else. But that's okay, because under the color of the state, but God forbid Manafort talk to an old friend. What a joke.
Oh, it's and yet, remember, the Clinton-Lynch meeting on the tarmac was to talk about grandchildren. I mean, sure. Give me, hey, somebody find that crack pipe, will you? I mean, serious, this is how crazy this stuff gets. I don't know. Hey, Tom, where do people find, I know you're politicalvanguard.com, but where do they find some of your writings and other things that you got going on, and where do they get your book?
Yeah, you know, that's really we've made that the hub now. So if you go to Political Vanguard, there's a link there to everything I do. There's a link to buy the book, The Divided Era, which I think is more relevant than even the day I put it out, and I appreciate it. You can go to Forbes.com and search for me. You'll find me there as well. And always a pleasure, and let's go to Italy after we win the fall elections.
Well, hey, look at, I think it's hilarious, you know, real quick before the sounder hits, I'm watching what's going on in Italy, and I hear him talking about nationalism and putting Italians first, and we need to get the Italian economy and people in order first, and the globalists are just cringing and falling over because you're seeing it happen.
Yeah, and he's on, they're also talking about a flat tax.
Oh. So it's just...
I think I'm going to go over there and campaign for them.
But it's just hilarious to me. And more countries are stepping up saying, well, you know what? We need to get our stuff in order first. And I agree. Anyway, Tom, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
All right, boss.
Take care. You too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate your time with me, too. Look, I tell friends, loved ones, non-loved ones about what's going on, about the show, what we're doing. I've got a smorgasbord of stuff to go through when we come back. University of Kansas is hiring. I mean, think about this. They're hiring students to promote social justice, but it's only $9 an hour. How'd they get away with that? We'll be back in a minute.